This devotee is Shishtakit. I hope I have his name. Shishtakit, yes, who came to Krishna consciousness when he was 12 years old in the Ukraine, yes, and he has left the land. We have also with us Gopinath. Gopinath is sitting there with his good wife Suchitra. Suchitra, yes. Gopinath is a very old devotee and has given joy to my heart for many years. He was in Vrindavan, first in Germany, and was helping a lot in the preaching. I mean, a lot, constantly traveling, and he is very musically inclined. He can play many instruments, also Vaishnava instruments, and harmonium, mridanga, and he went to Vrindavan. I think you stayed in Vrindavan perhaps for 5 years or so.
Six years
in the 24-hour Kirtan group. Yes, Gopinath. And he is has joined us for today, and he will travel to Bali. I mean, he will live in Bali, so thank you very much for coming. I mean, when Gopinath takes his guitar out, then Jimi Hendrix faints. He's not as good as Gopinath. Hare Krishna. No, he plays modern guitar in Gopinath. Yes. Good. So we will now continue with our little seminar. Do you find it helpful for now?
Yes.
It is very nice if you, before you leave, we will have 6 points here all together, and you can take that on, as a snapshot on your mobile telephone, and then have something to practice when you go home. Remember, it is these practices which are given in the Hari Bhakti Vilas as practices that will help us to relish the taste of Krishna, because of Krishna's mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, because we will with this cure the layers of ignorance, the five layers which are covering the soul. We heard these five coverings, they are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. They were created at the beginning of the creation, and any person who has entered this creation is to some degree affected by them. And it is these five layers, five functions of avidya, which keep us from relishing the holy name. There was tama, the ignorance of the true self, remember? Moha, where we consider the body to be the self. Moha means a type of illusion. Mahamoha, it gets more intense. The desire for material enjoyment. And then tamishra and undertamishra. Tamishra means the anger which comes because of being frustrated in one's attempts to enjoy, and undertamishra means that one considers himself dead and without purpose if one has no material enjoyment. Remember how we said, when you suddenly have free time and you don't know what to do with yourself, that means you're in a crisis. So when we have this undertamishra, we cannot see any sense in spiritual engagement. Yes, this is the situation. Hare Krishna. So I want to now go on Monam, silence. Remember what was Monam? Who of you remembers? What is silence doing during japa? You are not interrupting the japa while speaking. You will see when you learn this simple principle to say, okay, when I chant, I chant. I turn off the world and I turn on the bright lights of Krishna consciousness now. You will see the flickering lights of the world. When they are turned off and you put the bright light of Krishna consciousness on, then you are will find it easy to remain focused. Yes. Okay, now I will come to something which is very important, and I can't stress enough the importance of this. I just need to find here. I'm still using a lot of notes, as you see, because I don't want to talk so many things which are not related. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, japa kale manake krabavela chitta shuddha thoko vritta katina kata namatai chinta sada dayashraya kora namite adara kori krishna nama smara. He says, at the time of japa, focus your mind in one place. This is mana samharana. I'm repeating it. You can focus your mind in one place, for instance, by looking at the deities as you chant. Keep it there. No, don't let it go all over the place. Take the mind back from to the place. 400 years ago, when this was spoken, this Sanskrit shloka, there were no TV, there were no phones, but still, the saintly people at that time said to their audience, "Take the mind back from the thousand places where it can go." Imagine now, 400 years later, we live in, not in Disneyland, we live in distraction land all the time. No? 400 years, you know. I was studying a little bit the Braj culture. There are still caves in Braj where the saints would go 400, 500 years ago to be not disturbed at that time. There is one cave in Nandagram, and I want to find that cave. I have already, someone has found the cave, and next year, you know, this year, I want to disappear in that cave. Yes, because to do what is ekagra, that is, fix the mind on one place, you need to take care that the external distractions are gone. So, focus the mind in one place when you do japa, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then be pure in consciousness, that's sosham. And then do not speak anything useless. Meditate on the meaning of the nama and take shelter of the quality of patience. In this way, show adara, respect towards the name, and ultimately engage in nam smarana. So here you can find these things. Should I repeat it? Because some of you take notes. At the time of japa, focus the mind in one place. Pang! Second, be pure in consciousness. Third, do not speak anything useless. Fourth, meditate on the meaning of the nama. And fifth, take shelter of the quality of patience. Then it says, when you do all this, you show loving respect towards the name, and then you are able to ultimately engage in Nam Smarana. What is Nam Smarana? This means, on one level, to just remember the holy name. It is just there. It's internally working. Some of you have maybe seen during the Kirtan Mela in the night. Have you sung in the night in your dreams? Who has? Rati has. And Chandra. Chitraleka, yes. We have one Suchitra today and one Chitraleka. You also, Kalini? Sometimes in the it goes. It's called Ajapa Japa. Japa which is not spoken with the mouth, but which continues in the mind. No? So this is one form of Nam Smaranam. The other form is when you chant and you remember Krishna's pastimes, how he looks, what he has made with his dhoti here, up here, of how his hair is, the peacock feather inside. But does it tremble perhaps a little because there's a breeze from the Yamuna? You will remember all these things, no? No. And then how does his fingertips look? Usually, it depends, you know, there are these characteristic signs, I think it's chakras, but if he has just played his flute, and he takes his finger away from the flute, then there are the indentations, round circles, because his finger are very soft. He's not working in with machinery. They're laughing. So you remember everything about Krishna at that time. But only if you show adara, respect, by doing this. Okay, we will now come to practice number 4. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's called Mantrata Chintanam. I will invite Kalindi to just look this. Can you remember? Maybe you take a picture. It's this word. Mantrata Chintanam. This means you can write it, please, down for us. Meditating about the meaning of the mantra. No? Mantrata Chintanam. The great yoga teacher Patanjali informs us how when you do japa, you must meditate upon the meaning of the japa. Tat japas tat ata bhavanam. The mantra's repetition and the contemplation of its meaning should be simultaneously performed. Bhavana means to dwell upon. It is said this intrinsic feeling should pervade our japa. It's the condensed feeling and the meaning which will melt the heart when you chant. For instance, what is a simple meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra which Prabhupada has given us? Who knows?
Please engage me in your service.
Please engage me in your service. So if you do bhavanam of this, it means you dwell on this. It's something like this cup now dwells or sits on the table. So your mind should sit in this meaning. Please engage me in your chanting and in your service. And you chant like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, please. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then your heart can melt. But if you just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 there is no possibility that your heart will melt, Luis. The mind must dwell like a, it is said, like a bird, like a falcon. It comes and it sits on the perch. Perch means like a branch. The same with the mind. Be like a falcon and sit on the meaning of the mantra and hold on to it. Then your heart is melting. There are beautiful meanings of the holy name. I will give you a few which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is recommending. Would you like to know them?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. First of all, how many names are there in the holy, in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Yeah.
Three names.
They are arranged as 60s. Is this correct? Could we just go through it? I will explain how this is absolutely wrong, what you have said. So let us count first. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, this is the same, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, Rama, Rama, third name, and the rest is Hare in this mantra. How can we say that there are not three names in the Mahamantra?
The question, what means Rama, so it could have the meaning of Balarama, it could have the meaning of Raksha, it could have the meaning perhaps of Rama.
Yeah, so many names, yeah. Oh, now our Mataji is making things complicated. I would say there are four names. Hari can mean Hari or Hara. Hara is a name of Radharani, someone said. And Hari is the name of Krishna. So when you call someone in Sanskrit, if I call out to Radha, her name is Hara, or her name is Radha, when I call out, the name becomes Radhe. Or Hare, it's like in Yugoslavian language, I will say Beseme, no? An E is the vocative form. So it can either mean Hari or Hare. Either Krishna and so the scriptures give us, Gopal Guru is actually the one, he gives us translations of four names or meanings of four names. If the first Hari means Krishna, then it's Hari. Hari means he who snatches away all ignorance and its effect. That personification of spiritual bliss who snatches away the ignorance is known as Hari. But it can also mean Hara, Radha. This means she is the personification of Krishna's Sladini Shakti and she snatches away whose mind? Krishna's mind. Yeah, Krishna, when he sees Radha, it is said he becomes so confused The turban goes first like this, over the eyes, then it falls on the ground. Then his pitambara falls. His flute, he loses his grasp, and the flute, peng, falls into the Yamuna. And finally, the best of heroes, who is known for his best dressing skills, loses his dhoti. Yes, this means Radha snatches Krishna's mind away, and he loses everything and gets ready for loving play. So, yes, Hara is Radha who snatches away Krishna's mind. Thus she is known as Hara, and her name is renowned as Radha, yes. And then comes Krishna, Hari. We have two meanings of Hari. Krishna, the lotus-eyed, dark-hued Bhagavan, is the exclusive proprietor of all Ananda, that joy-giver of Gokula, that son of Nanda, is known as
Krishna.
Yeah. And then Rama, he's the complete essence of all expertise. He's the presiding deity of all joyous pastimes. While delighting Radhika with his expertise, he becomes known as Rama. You know, when Krishna is so expert in delighting Radha, his name changes into Rama. Rama. Yes. So these are different meanings. And when you chant the holy name, these meanings will become spota. This is a new word for some of you. They will manifest and appear to you in your mind. And a good example is this tea. I have learned it is cold and fresh iced tea. No? It's cold. It can be drunk cold. It is a new type of tea. And inside this, very good. There is a taste of orange and rosemarine. And as I drink it, as I drink this tea, the taste of orange and rosemary explodes on my tongue.
Just like, for $5.99.
Yeah, I will not tell you the brand of this tea, so then, because then I would make advertisement, which I don't want. So spota means also there's so much in Krishna, his holy name, and as you relish it, all these things, name, form, pastimes, they become manifested on your tongue. Now you may ask me, Satchidananda Swami, we've heard this many times. Can you tell us any devotees in the Hare Krishna Hare Rama movement who has experienced this? I would love to see the theory coming to life. Or you could even say more, how will this exactly take care of these manifestations of the various aspects of Krishna? How will this take place? My dear devotees, it is already happening to many of the devotees. The way it is happening is they chant, you chant, and then all of a sudden you may remember a deity of Krishna. Has this happened to any one of you? Many nod their head. It means the name is revealing the form of Krishna. This is not faraway philosophy, which is too theoretically to be experienced. Or you may chant and all of a sudden you may choke up and think, Krishna is so kind in my life. He has saved me many times. Has this happened, that you were thinking of Krishna's kindness? It has happened to you. So I'm telling you some experiences which are very well known also on our level, so that you understand this is not some promise of what will happen in the future to you. It can happen, but only if you learn this little word, adara, to chant with affectionate respect. And these are some, let us say, manifestations, some practices of respect, no? So, mantrata chintanam, what you do is, during this time, you should find some translation of, or some meanings of the holy name that attract you. What we have heard now is, Radha is attracting Krishna. The other meaning was Krishna is attracted by Radha. And the third meaning was, and he is sporting along with Radharani and gives her to supreme delight. In this way, you will start to do Nam Smaranam, that is remembering Krishna and the meaning. Do you now understand? We are not into music here. Prabhupada would allow devotees to sing who had no musical talent. This is not a musical, first and foremost, it's not about music, our kirtans. And our japa is not about focusing the mind. It is all about remembering Krishna and coming closer to Krishna. When I give my holy name retreats, I usually say in the beginning, Prabhu, this is not about what you are thinking. It's about making your relationship with Radha and Krishna. And this is what we do in japa. Yes. So these are some meanings. My recommendation again is, please, there's a lot of good literature on the holy name, but just find a meaning that attracts you and stay with that. Yes? Now we come to almost the last two ones. Avyagratvam. Kalindi, please come with your good telephone. Avyagratvam. It means non-haste, huh? Non-haste. When you are hasty in your chanting, oh my God, I have to chant this, to finish, how will I do this? Haste will break love. Have you ever been with someone, maybe with your child, and there was a loving moment, a loving exchange with the child, or maybe with your very good friend, and if all of a sudden there is the element of haste coming in, I got to run, and everything is breaking. So your adara, your loving respect, is breaking when you chant in haste, and then the name cannot manifest. I have sometimes been in kirtans, and I was leading kirtans, and I have this problem that I often do more than my body can do, so I'm a little tired, and I'm thinking, oh, how much more, oh, for this kirtan slot, oh, 12 minutes, I'm dying, I can't make this 12 minutes. and I'm hasty to, okay, okay, when does this become 7 minutes? And usually it doesn't become 7 minutes when you are wanting it to become 7 minutes. you know, that breaks the love. That breaks the love. So, avyagratvam means non-haste. I think in the scriptures, Hari Bhakti Vilas says this: Shanai Shanai Suvishpatam Nadrutam Navilambitam Nanyunam Nadinam Vapi Japam Kuyat Dine Dine. Daily one should chant one's japa in a slow, clearly pronounced manner that is neither too fast nor too slow. One should neither chant too less of a quantity nor too much. So it's very interesting. Slow, clearly pronounced, not too fast and not too slow. And for this, to do it, it's sometimes better you stay with 16 rounds, if you have given a promise like this. I'm speaking of initiated devotees. If you're not initiated, it may be better for you to chant only 8 rounds. If you chant your rounds and you come into this haste to finish it, today I still have 5 rounds. Today it went well. Yesterday I was in a very bad situation. I had still 8 rounds to chant in the night because I couldn't do everything. Today only 5. That is, but the moment I think like this, only 5. I have only 5 rounds. What do you think? What will Krishna hear? Oh, he doesn't like to chant my name. That is what Krishna hears. Oh, he would love that he's over with it. Do you follow? This whole thing is really destroying Adara. And I think in our movement, this is a big problem. I think at the beginning we were very much monk and nun movement, if you so want. Everyone lived in the temple and we could go to bed. I remember there was a night milk at 8:30, and we would take the night milk and then we would be happy to brush our teeth and then ping, go to bed, and then we could rise early. But you know, when you go to bed, 12 o'clock, that's early for you. 12:30, you know, and so on. And then how can you get up early and be focused? It's not possible. So if we have this very high number of rounds before us, we will chant them in a hasteful way, and so on. This is something which we will not be able to sweep this for long under the table. It will be a question, because already I know now very first-class devotees who are working and who live their life outside and who just can't find the 2 hours to finish their 16 rounds. Maybe they could find it, but their lifestyle is so that after they come back from work, they need to breathe a little bit, you know, and they might go home and they might need some relaxation time, you know, some offline time, when they are always online from morning to night, you know. So that is natural. That's a human need. Who can find fault with this? And so on. So we chant with haste because we feel we have to finish a quota. And then we chant often with haste, with what is it? Vyagratam, with Vyagratam. Avyagratam means non-haste, so Vyagratam means haste. And then there is no adara, no loving respect, and as a result there is no taste in chanting. And it is all, it's a devil's circle. I have no answer. I won't be able to change Prabhupada's standard. I can't see that. I'm a small person. I cannot do this. I do not wish to do it. But it is something you will all have to consider in your own life. You must chant with non-haste. The sixth and last principle. Again, we will request our Kalindi to come and make a photo. It's Anirveda, you see? Non-dejection.
Anirveda.
Yeah, okay. Anirveda. Virde. Anirveda. It's actually Anirveda, I believe. Let me tell you, I think I might have written it wrong. Here is the original Sanskrit. Here it comes. Manasamharam socham munam mantata chintam anirveda. It's definitely an A.
D-A-H? D-A-H?
D-A.
D-A.
Nirvedaha.
Yeah.
H. Yeah.
Ending.
Yeah. So you only the E is wrong. That has to be replaced with the A. So good. The last principle, my dear devotees, has to do with emotions. You should see yourself. You're listening to me, but you're all zoned out because after taking prasadam, it is almost impossible to. Therefore, I make it very quick. Soon finished.
Don't rush.
No rush. No haste. No haste. No haste. But you're all zoned out. You're like little children, totally happy. Maharaj is saying something. Yes. We are listening something. What it is, we don't know. But we trust him.
We just made your glory. We're fully awake, we promise.
Good. This is when you chant, there should be no dejection. When you chant, you should know the Supreme Lord who has given you life and who has given you everything is pleased with you. Why are you dejected? Because you lost 10 euros. Hare Krishna. I could have given other examples. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you will find two verses about this. It's so important. So kama shadibi bhavai akrantam yasyamanasam katam tatra mukundasya spurti sambhavana bhavet. How can there be even a slight possibility of a spontaneous remembrance of Lord Mukunda for a person whose mind is overtaken by negative feelings like lamentation and anger? The Padma Purana says even in the heart of a person who's overpowered by lamentation and anger, there is absolutely no possibility of Krishna manifesting. The place Damayanti is occupied by lamentation and dejection and oh, poor me, poor me, poor me. And therefore, there is no place for Krishna to come. Why? If this lamentation would be, oh Krishna, I yearn you, I want you so much to come to you, I'm feeling depressed because I'm so far away, that is all right. But if the lamentation is me, 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 I blew it, I made a mistake, then you would be in the ahankara of false ego, and there's no place for Krishna to manifest. It is, imagine your mind to be like the water in the bathing tub. Yes? You have a bathing tub at home? Mm. And if it's full with water. Now, if you go from outside and you bang against the bathing tub, bang, 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 all the water in the bathing tub would begin to make waves. This happens when you have these emotions like anger or sadness. It may bang, and the mind gets waves. Or let me make student waves for you Berlin boys. I must make this examination. Oh, I'm so useless. I have not prepared. I have only eaten prasadam. and so on. If the mind is so agitated, it will not work. Let us say goodbye to our Gopinaji. Don't go. No, we will give you. Ananda, you are, can you remove the thorns? I will give you a rose for home. We will just remove the thorns, and then you can put it in a cup, and then we can remember our friendship by looking at the rose. Maybe Suchitra, you quickly come. Gopina, let Suchitra quickly come. Thank you, Anand. Yes, it's without thorns. Gopinath, it's absolutely thorn-free. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. With his rose, very good. Hare Krishna, come good home. Hare Krishna. So, yes. So, japa which is done in great haste and with the idea to bring great numbers should be avoided. I sometimes meet devotees who say to me, Maharaji, I'm chanting 64 rounds. I say, good, are you chanting without haste? You know, I want to give you an example which I heard from Hari Parshad. It's not my own example. Imagine someone comes to you and brings you a plate which lovingly prepared preparations. I cooked this for you. And now imagine another scenario. Someone comes and brings two truckloads full of popcorn, parks before your house, dumps the popcorn before your house, and drives away. Which presentation do you appreciate more? It's clear, the lovingly prepared food. But this is so much more popcorn, so much more, two truckloads. You would say,
keep it for you. This is what we do when we dump these hastily chanted rounds, which are only there for the sake of finishing our rounds before Krishna's door. It is better to prepare a loving meal gift to him. Now, those of you who've taken initiation vows, 16 is a minimum. Now, I'm not speaking against this, but you will have to see how you can make these loving rounds. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this verse from the Upadeshamrita, which says, even if you don't have taste, continue chanting your quota. This is for initiated devotees. This is for not beginners on the spiritual path. Because initiated devotees are expected to chant not only with anudinam, anudinam means daily, but they should chant with loving respect or adarat. Always remember that Krishna is a person, and Krishna is pleased like a person, not with techniques, but he is pleased when a living entity makes a conscious effort to please him. So this is some of my japa this for this year, the japa inspirations. I request you now, we will have a short, oh, we are already 4:35. Are there a few short questions which you want to shoot at me? Yes, Kavi Chandra Prabhu.
You mentioned in the class there was a moment where you said, or you were quoting, I forget exactly who, but it said not to chant too fast or too slow. And the question was around why not to chant slower to help with the absorption. What was the reason behind
specific speed? When you chant too fast, you can make the same mistake which you chant when you chant too slow. It is that the mind is no longer present there. When it goes, how can the mind follow such fast? And also when it's too slow, Hare. You're laughing, yes, but this is what happens. The mind goes to Honolulu.
That same quote did say slow, but just not too slow.
Not too slow, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Why is Krishna a person?
Wonderful question. I will repeat this for the online people. So the question was, why is Krishna a person? You know, Krishna is first, or God is first, and then we all come. So we can't ask who have come from Krishna, why are you like this? To give some explanation which perhaps satisfies the material logic by which we work is, how can we, who come from God, have more qualities than God? He is a person, but not limited. When we say he is a person, it means he can love, but he never gets angry with the ones he loves. He loves us although we have forgotten him since lifetimes, since many times. He is has other personal qualities which make him very attractive to his devotees. like he is grateful, he never forgets anyone's service. But different from a normal grateful person who can only understand what was done during one life, Krishna is grateful for the services which you did in previous lifetimes. And now listen to this. Krishna is grateful to services which you will do in the future. Maybe you don't do now services. I mean, not you, but someone does not do services now. But Krishna sees already what happens in the future. This is explained in the Bhagavatam, where Krishna is explaining his mind. So with Krishna's personality, you find really a loving God who at the same time is not limited by karma, by time, by any of the ordinary limitations which people in this world undergo. That is, yes, so he is not just a person, he is a person who is also spread everywhere. He is a person who was there in the past, who will be there in the future. He's a person who breathes out, and all the universes are coming from him, and then he can kiss his friend on the cheek. Very amazing. When we hear person, we hear automatically limitation, because we are limited people, but Krishna is not. And he's very playful and knows everything at the same time. There's also a contradiction, because playfulness is a quality of a child, and knowing everything is a quality of an ancient personality. He is Krishna. And even the greatest philosophers fail to understand him in detail. Yes, I will come to you. Yes, please.
Yesterday you talk about that we have to mention our favorite duties that we chant. And for example, I like the duties in New Mayapur in France. For example, Krishna Balaram, there is Radha Krishna and
Gauri Thai, perhaps,
yeah,
yes.
This is the question. If in Hare Krishna mantra there are only the names of Krishna and Radha in different points of view, so what is with the other
names? Other deities, yeah, yes. Where are they? Where, yes, this devotee says, I have, while we chant, I should meditate on Krishna, and I do have a few favorite deities who seem to not be covered within the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna Balaram, for instance, and so on. Oh, Krishna, my dear everyone, Krishna is not limited. Krishna Balaram is in the Hare Krishna mantra, Nrisinga Dev is in the Maha mantra, yes. Gauri Thai is in the Maha mantra. And you just have to find out by studying the scriptures how it is. It is said all the incarnations of God are there in the Maha mantra. So you can chant the Maha mantra and have a photo of Krishna Balaram and chant the Maha mantra. This is not a rasabhasa. It is possible. If you like Krishna Balaram or you like Ram. Now, once there was a quarrel in our movement. One devotee said, Rama in the Mahamantra is Lord Rama. Another devotee said, Rama in the Mahamantra is Balaram. So there was a big quarrel. Finally, they decided to bring this question to Srila Prabhupada. And the devotee said, so-and-so devotee says Rama is in the Mahamantra. Prabhupada said, that's right. But so-and-so devotee says Rama in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra means Balaram. That's right. So then, but Prabhupada, either he's Rama or he's Balaram. Which one of the two is it? And Prabhupada gave a very short answer, but it's very deep. He said, you decide. with this answer, it doesn't mean how we use this in our Western language. You decide in like this. No, he said, you decide with this word, you decide, or this phrase, he said, it depends on your bhava, on your mood. It depends on this. There it is. But Krishna is, you know, not, is very unlimited. My dear devotees, we have this place until 4:30.
5 o'clock.
Until 5 o'clock, yeah.
Clean at 5, all right.
But we have also a Sunday feast, and we have so many things.